Hi guys, since my internet's out again and I'm not that sleepy, well, not sleepy enough to go to bed, and I have nothing else to do with my time rather than stare at Clicker Heroes for the rest of the night, which I really don't want to. It's burning a hole in my brain, and I've been playing it for like 4 days straight, and it's crazy. I think I'm just gonna do a questionnaire and keep my eyes on it while I'm upgrading stuff, so I'm gonna be kinda multitasking here. I'm gonna do the spill it questionnaire. I was gonna do the other one, but I changed my mind at the last minute, and I was gonna do both of them at the same time, but that had been too long for me to go through, edit, and stuff, though I'm probably not gonna edit. Like, I have my fan on in the background because it's hot in my room and I don't want to record for like 20 minutes and be sweaty by the time I'm done. So, I'm going to keep it on. If you can't deal with it, then oh well. Okie dokie, then. Let's get started. On a scale from 1 to 10, how similar are you with your to your GWA persona? A rough 7.5, 7.5. Because my persona is Paddle Pony, and I use that mostly for as another username from my other one that I use all the time, and I normally use Powder Pony for naughty stuff. I'm not gonna say my other one because, yeah, I kind of want to keep that separate. But it's no better. But reason why I chose Powder Pony, which is going into the second question. I like paddles. It's self-explanatory, paddle as in paddle and ponies as in ponies. Because, I still kinda am a huge My Little Pony Friendship is Magic fan. I was in the fandom for a while until drama. Nothing's fun about a bunch of grown men arguing over stupid shit. Well, I can't say mostly grown men, there's women too. But I used to draw porn of the characters from the show too. I would be afraid to admit it, but at this point in my life, I don't give a fuck. I've been doing it for over a year now. I'm not well known like everyone else is, but I do it from time to time since I've kind of been in an art block. But yeah, since I like My Little Pony and I like paddles and stuff, smash them together. It's usually kind of like my, I would say fandom name if I'm using it for sites. But I usually use Paddle Bunny for furry stuff, so don't judge me. How many languages do I speak? Only one. Only one. I'm going to forget about that reboot stage of my life back when I was 13, 14, 15 year old, because that's embarrassing. And I took a Chinese class in high school, which wasn't too long ago. I took a Chinese class and got a C, but I barely remember it. And I can't say anything sexy in Chinese, so don't expect me to. my celebrity lookalike. Oh my god. I can't believe it. My mom keeps comparing me to, what's her name? I don't know if I'm right. Gabby Sidibe, she was in American Horror Story. Was a Coven, I think. Yeah. I mean, I'm not as big as her, but she always compared me to her. Like, always. I never took it as an offense because I really like her. I mean, she looks so much better than me in things, and I'm not as dark as her. She's way darker than I am. I'm a little bit lighter. But yeah, my mom always says that. I don't look like her, but she always compares me to her. I don't take it as an offense or anything. I mean, we're both pretty big, and of course, we're both black, but whatever. I like her, so I can't be offended. Who knows my secrets and can I share any? Only a few people and no. I may be comfortable enough to share sexual stuff, but not secret stuff. I'm not that comfortable being open with secret stuff. I keep that locked up. There's only a few people who know about my secret things, and I'm gonna keep it that way. Definitely gonna keep it that way. Bad habits. I'm forgetful. I'm very, very forgetful. I could go days without, forgetting what day it is, or if you were to tell me something that I have to remember, like in 5 minutes, I forget. Like in a split second. And you have to constantly repeat it over and over and over again in order for me to actually remember it. I don't like it. My short-term memory is trash and it always will be trash. I think that's about it. Unless I'm forgetting something. But yeah, I'm very forgetful. And I tend to repeat myself, so if I repeat things over and over again, I'm sorry. It's just a habit of mine. Story of losing my virginity. Ugh. Do I really? Well, I can skip it, but I already said it. I wouldn't say it's anything special because I was riddled with anxiety when it happened, and it wasn't nothing to hoop and holler about. But I was with the person at the time who I loved dearly. I still do, but. As things change. But yeah, that's like the only thing that mattered to me. So I really can't tell you much about that. How frequently do I have sex with someone else? Not often. The last time I had any intimate contact with someone was over 2 years ago in 2013, and that's when I went to visit my boyfriend at the time upstate with his parents for Thanksgiving, and that was it. But most of the times I'm doing it with myself, which I have no issue with. I try to do it as often as I can, but if I am like I am right now, during that, God forbid I said, that time in a month, yeah, I don't do it at all, but I'm trying not to go insane because the thirst is very real right now and it's not cool at all. Oh man. Ugh. We're only halfway there. Oh boy. I'm gonna skip number 9. Because I can't think of anything right now. But my death row meal. Oh my god. I could go with anything, and I don't. And I don't know what I want. I'm in a mood for like chicken Alfredo with lots and lots of sauce and pasta and lots of grilled chicken with nice buttery yet a little bit garlicky bread and a nice tall glass of sweet tea, like the biggest glass that they could find, just biggest glass with sweet tea with a lemon wedge. Oh my god, I would die happy if I had that. I want like a nice big giant bowl of chicken Alfredo with gigantic strips of chicken on top and just breadsticks just sticking on the side of it with a big giant glass of sweet tea with a fucking straw. Oh man, I'm hungry again. Jesus, man. Ugh. Man, such a fat ass. I just food's great. It's really great. Oh man. Oh boy. Okay. I get back on track. Got distracted for a bit and had to pause. Oh man, food does that to me. It's crazy. Favorite scent. Strawberries. Or anything fruity. Like peaches or apples, grapes, strawberries, limes, like anything that's fruit related. I love it. Oh man, I wish I had some strawberry candles right now. That'd be great. Oh man. What do I wear to bed on regular night? Nothing. I've slept in a nude for years. Like, ever since I had my own room, which was probably 10 years ago? 10 years ago or so? Like, because I used to share a room with my sister. And then my stepbrother had moved out, and we had to go to different rooms. And I've slept nude ever since then. I feel it more comfortable for me than sleeping with clothes on. Sometimes I wear panties to bed because it doesn't get in my way, but other times I would just sleep completely under nude. And the same thing go for sexy time nights. I mean, when I had visit my boyfriend at the time, I kind of wanted to do it, but I had no choice but to wear a nightgown, which was sad. I really wanted to sleep under nude then, but I couldn't. But yeah, it's either nude or a nightgown or some really airy PJs, because I can't stand clothes restrict me at all. Do I read in bed? Not really. I mean, I don't think Tumblr counts. Because if I'm in bed, I have my phone with me, and I'm reading stuff on Tumblr, but that's just about it. But yeah, no, I don't really read anything in bed. I used to read a lot of fan fiction sometimes, but I kind of stopped that because it just wasn't nothing good. And if it was good, it was way too long. And you can only keep me captivated for a while before I'd be like, okay, Is this gonna be over yet? I'm like, please, just let it be over. Just let it be over. But yeah, I don't have a favorite author or anything. I need to read more often, though. I haven't read enough lately. And I need to do that again. Let's see. My most recent sexual encounter, like I said, my most recent sexual encounter was about 2 years ago. I think the last thing we did was I gave him a fucking blowjob, and that was about it. It was a very painful one because my jaw is really bad. But, I can barely remember it. But I do remember, one night we went out drinking. I think that was the last night, and I was still kind of tipsy, and I pretty much almost raped the poor guy, but I didn't. He kind of put his hands against the wall and kissed them and stuff, and next thing you know, blowjob. It was the best. I don't think I made him come, but he enjoyed it. Plus, I was tipsy as hell. Probably the last time I drank. Because I found out that I'm pretty much a touchy-feely kind of person when I'm tipsy. I can't keep my hands off of anyone. Well, if I know them, of course. But, yeah. That was like the last time I had a sexual encounter with anyone. Excuse me. Ooh. Do I have any tattoos or piercings? I used to have my ears pierced. I remember I had my ears pierced for my birthday. I can't remember if it was my 12th or 13th birthday. I was either 10, 11, 12, or 13. I can't remember which one. I remember I was young. I went and got my ears pierced. Oh, God, it was horrible, but I loved it. But unfortunately, I had to take them out, and I couldn't wear piercings anymore because they would always get infected. No matter how much I took care of them, they would get infected. I'm hoping maybe sometime in the future I might be able to get them pierced again. But for right now, I can't. Because most of them don't have the money. But I can still feel where the hole used to be. I really missed it because I had some cute earrings that I had got. I remember because they came in a little case. It was a little, it was a bear-shaped case, and it was like two cute little earrings with my birthstone on it. It was adorable, and I wish I still had it, but I don't anymore. But, yeah. Memories. Have I ever came without touching my pussy? Yes, I have. But that's... It's been a while, and I kind of want to do it again, but I have to wait, unfortunately. But I remember it being the best thing ever. I can rarely do it. I have to really be in the mood for it. But, excuse me. It was like the best. I wish I could do it now, but I can't. What is my record for coming in 24 hours? Did I challenge myself to do it, or did it happen? My record currently is 6 or 7 times in one night. And that was from a Skype session I had with a friend one night. And yes, I am also orgasmic. If you rub my clit, of course, then yeah, I will come lots, but yeah, 71 night and I haven't broke it yet. I didn't challenge myself to do it. It kind of just happened. But they challenged me. They challenged me to do it. It was like, I want you to come as much as you can. Just keep going. I'm like, no, I can't do it. It's too much. But they got me to do it, and it was great. I was tired as hell afterwards, but it was great. It was amazing. I would probably do it again. On my sexual bucket list, a camp. There was a camp that I got introduced to recently that's up in Maryland. It's kind of like this BDSM kink camp thing. Go there for like a, I think it's like either a weekend or a week or something like that. I want to go there badly, but I need someone that lives locally to go, and I know really well, to go with me, because I don't want to go alone. I want to go at least before I hit, no, I don't know, I don't want to say 30, but or go at least when I have the money to do so, because it's expensive. It's like, I think it was like, last time I read, it was like $800, $900 to go for the whole entire week. But everything would be provided in the cost. I was like, oh, I don't want to go. But I need someone to go with me. So to go to that camp, I forgot the name of it. But to go to that camp up in Maryland, to have either be touched or have sex in public. That's still on my things to do. And, I want to say being a threesome or not, it seems kind of like everyone's bucket list thing. But it's kind of like on my list. Oh my gosh, I wasn't prepared. I can't think of anything else. I think that's about it though for right now that I can think of. But yeah, I really want to go to that camp so badly, because it would probably open me up a little bit more and, you know, make me get outside my comfort zone, because I may be, you know, really, I wouldn't say forward online, maybe really open online, but in real life, I'm just really shy and quiet, and yeah, that's why it kind of doesn't fit me, my persona. That's just me online though. Oh, and describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Well, I can't have an orgasm right now, but it feels, for me, it feels like my legs are, like, the first thing I feel like my legs are going numb. Like, it's like I have no legs at all, and everything just focused down there. It's really deep tingling and burning, like something has to come out, and it keeps building and building and building. Like, you hold on to, like picture like a water hose, like you bend it. And you can feel like the pressure from the water hose, and you feel like the, you know the water hose want to keep, you know, want to release, but you don't let it. And then when you finally let go of the water hose, just, it's amazing. I made it sound like I'm squirting, but no, I can't do that. The last time I tried to do it, it wasn't fun. It wasn't good, because it wasn't quite, because what came out is what I didn't expect, and I probably would never do it again, but honestly, that's exactly what it feels like to me, even though it's been a while, and the last time I did it was like last week, Yeah. So hopefully I'll be able to do it again soon. And I think that is about it. And I went the whole, how long has this been already? 20 or so minutes. 20 or so minutes without really getting distracted, other than me just rambling on about stuff. But yeah, this wasn't as dirty as I hoped it would be. I would play with myself when I was doing it, but I just want to sit down and ramble for a bit. Oh boy, but it is late, and I need to at least try to get some sleep. But I think I'm gonna edit another audio thing I'm working on now. Plus, this is going on for too long, and I need something to do. So if you managed to stick around this long and dealt with my rambling, bless you. I don't know how in the world someone can listen to my rambling. It's bad enough I do text rambles, but doing audio rambles is just takes the energy out of me. Anyways, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed yourself because I sure did. And have a nice day or night or what have you, whatever it is right now, it is for you. And I'll see you soon.